I'm a firm believer in linebackers being a leader on the defense. You know, you just got to learn how to follow the older guys and see the way it's supposed to be done. And then when it's your turn, then, you know, you just take over and lead. And
that's right, Dylan. That's right, big fella. What up, Crow? Hey,
let's have a great one, fella. Let's start the week off.
What's up?
Here we go. Finish on three. 1, 2, 3. Finish.
And that's what I'm going to continue to do throughout my whole career, just go out there and try to be a leader and just have fun.
Woo! I'm going to get in the row.
Yeah.
This defense so far in OTAs, you know, we've been moving around, we've been running to the ball. Everybody's been in real good chemistry. So in training camp, whenever you have a lot of good guys like that, it's pretty good because, you know, like at every position you're stacked, and then it's going to be like great competition. So I'm ready for that. I'm always looking forward to training camp because, you know, you need that. You're going into the season, and the beginning of the season, you know, you just got to – you know, we got a lot of good guys in the room. Got to start off right, start off fresh. So training camp is so important. Coach Jackson, he always stressed on winning. That's our leader. And, you know, we're putting all our faith into him. And I believe that we're going to get it done.
Oh, man, that's what we got to do.
Yep.
You got to be the best in the world at what you do. Let's go.
In the words of Muhammad Ali.
He's teaching us how to become better pros and become winners. And he's trying to change this thing around. And I believe that he's on the right path and he's doing a great job. He put together some of the best coaches in the country. Ray Horton, he really makes you become more of a student of the game and just, you know, enhance your game as far as mentally. He's not a guy that gets mad or just, you know, just go crazy and yell. He's real calm. And sometimes guys need that. And I think he's that type of person that you respect and that type of defensive coordinator that you can respect. Everyone went through that process of, you know, grasping the play, but that's one of the hardest things of being in the league is from the neck up. So it's meant to be a lot. You're a rookie, or, you know, you're not used to having all this information at one time. So don't think like, oh man, maybe I'm behind everyone. Believe it or not, that's how you learn more when you're not uptight. So that's something I try to pass to the younger guys. I'm more of a guy that likes to, rather than just to tell somebody something, I'd rather show them. When you're a rookie and you used to being the man in college, when you come into the league, you know, you're that freshman all over again. You're trying to get good with the coaches. You're trying to get, you know, good with your teammates. And your head is kind of spinning. If you take a huge jump from rookie year to your second year, and then now in your third year, you know, you got everything out the way, all the questions, all the learning the playbook and how to learn the playbook. You know, you got that all out the way. And when it's year three, you know, you hit the ground running.
They bring another.
So I stay in the box, right?
And then when you look at the playbook, you know, you grasp all the concepts already and, you know, you just start to learn faster.
Check Yogi.
Yep.
And you're just comfortable. And that's the biggest thing of being in the NFL is being comfortable. Year three is definitely, definitely big. And, you know, I just can't wait to see how it's going to unfold.